welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Dog King Holidays, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Connor and Cameron Mew and their family from Virginia, Bernadette, Violet, and Everett and their family from Singapore, Zoe Nelson and her family, Alexis, Steve, and Liz and their family, and Ingrid and Margot Olson and their family from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Margot, Ingrid, Liz, Steve, Alexis, Zoe, Everett, Violet, Bernadette, Cameron, and Connor. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also check out all of our merch, available at storiespodcast.com/shop. If you would like to receive a thank you in a future episode, head over to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King.
His bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King.
Because he bites like a shark.
Dog King.
You know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King.
He won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today we find Dog King, king of the dogs, sitting on his throne, gazing out at his kingdom. It was beautiful that morning, shining and bright like a well-chewed bone. The lovely trash and old boxes and mattresses that usually littered the alley kingdom were hidden. Atop it all, like a layer of sweet frosting on a stale cinnamon bun from the dumpster behind the donut shop, was a layer of snow. It had fallen during the night, laying down a few pillowy, pristine inches. Soon it would be marked by paws and tails. It would be stained yellow again and then trampled into slush. For now, though, it was simply perfect.
"It's a beautiful world,"
Dog King said, climbing upon his dirty mattress throne. He had added a grungy green garland to his cardboard crown, and they both sat crooked on his shaggy head.
"Isn't it gorgeous, buddy?"
"Ah, beautiful! Pah!" said Pickles, breaking through the snow like a newborn penguin. He shook himself from tip to tail, wiggling and sending snowflakes flying. The little Chihuahua was Dog King's royal assistant, but how much assistance he provided was up for debate.
"Oh, easy for you to say, Your Highness! Oh, Highness is right! You're tall and you have snow privilege!"
Dog King scratched at one ear and then the other, relocating more than a few families of fleas.
"And what is snow privilege?"
"Well, it's simple. When you squat to pee, your royal butt doesn't freeze to the ground. Ah! If I was meant to be in the cold, I'd have more fur. My great aunt Norman, now there was a hairy dog. Looked like a wig on a mission, I swear. Ah!"
Dog King laughed and pulled Pickles out of the snow, lifting him by the scruff of the neck like a mother would a puppy. He sat his shaking friend in his favorite flowered bike basket. It was propped up on some crates, up and out of the snowy drifts.
"I will take care of it," Dog King said,
and then he started digging on one side of the alley. His big, shaggy paws moved mounds of snow with every scoop.
"Hey, Dog King," said Rambo. The pit bull had just walked into the alley, dragging a giant, gnarled log in his teeth.
Are you digging? Oh, I love a good dig. You got room for one more?
Come on in, said Dog King. The digging is fine.
Oh, boy,
said Rambo, leaping in and out of the snow, bouncing on his paws.
I'ma get it. Dig it, rip it up, I'm gonna tunnel straight to Australia. Get over here, snow, ha!
Rambo eventually stopped fighting the snow and started helping Dog King. More dogs began to trickle in, and some helped dig, kicking snow wildly and taking the occasional frenzied bite. Soon, there was a clear patch of ground, and the short dogs were able to conduct their business without freezing their tails off.
Oh, thank Christmas,
said Pickles, still shivering.
I thought I was going to pop, oh!
More and more dogs arrived, and Dog King took his seat on his throne, tongue lolling and snow stuck all in his coat, making him look like a mangy polar bear, or maybe a cloud that got into the garbage.
So what's on the royal schedule today?
He asked.
Oh, this morning we're decorating the alley,
Pickle said.
It's going to be so pretty! Oh!
Perfect. And then the party?
Pickles started to shake with excitement, his little body trembling like a snowflake in the wind.
Oh, the presents! Oh, the treaties and the stuffies and the squeakers! Oh, sweet Georgia Brown, the squeakers! I can't wait to sink my teeth into a good Christmas squeaker! Oh, Santa, I've been so good! Oh, I've been the goodest boy! Oh.
Dog King smiled and greeted the rest of the dogs as they arrived. Some lived nearby, like Dog King and Pickles, and others had homes around the city, but they all came for the holiday party. Everyone was especially excited because this year, for the first time, they were all getting together early to decorate. Rambo's giant log started the pile, but it was only the beginning. Pickles and Annie dragged in a mostly green Christmas tree. Broadwin brought a menorah with mismatched candles, one of which looked suspiciously like a hot dog. Other Rex brought candles of his own, and Luke the Golden Doodle brought a small drum that he had chewed up only a little, just around the edges. On and on they came, laden with holiday supplies or food or both. There were Dalmatians with decorations, Pekingese with steeping teas, retrievers and corgis in oodles, Rotties and beagles and poodles. There were mutts as big as reindeer and mutts so small they could fit in a gift box. Broadwin came with a cask of hot broth tied around her neck, and she was pouring it onto lapping tongues, with bad accuracy but good reviews. Dog King padded down the alley to where a group was talking, garland and crown wobbling atop his royal head. He accepted a mouthful, and eyeful, and noseful, of hot broth from Broadwin, and stood with his friends.
"So what's with that big log you brought, Sugar Pie?"
the St. Bernard asked Rambo.
"That's a Yule log," Rambo replied. "My moms take me to the woods every year, and we burn one with a bunch of their friends all together. I get to chew the sticks, and last year I almost caught a squirrel. It's my favorite holiday."
The dogs all agreed that that sounded like a pretty excellent time.
"We always do Christmas," said Pickles. "My family gets all together, even my great aunt Norman. Oh, and I get a stocking with my name on it and everything, and it's full of treats and a new stuffy with a squeaker. Oh, I've gotten a fuzzy duck, a fuzzy moose, a flamingo, oh, a hippo, oh, a rhinoceros, an elephant. An alligator.
We always get a Christmas tree, Annie said. And I'm always the first one to pee on it. Christmas Eve, my humans leave out cookies and milk, and sometimes I sneak a bite. Later, I hear something in the chimney, and I fall asleep. When I wake up, there are presents. I wake up everyone else, and we all sit under the tree and open our presents together as a family.
A lot of the other dogs knew Christmas and thought it was a fun day, but they were divided on wrapping paper. Half thought that tearing it open was the best part of all, and the other half thought it crinkled in a way that was entirely too spooky.
"We do Hanukkah," said Broadwin, and others around her nodded their heads. "It's around Christmas, but not always at the same time. We do 8 nights, and my people and I all come together to celebrate the invention of latkes, which are pancakes made of potatoes and are the best food in the whole world. I like mine with sour cream and applesauce and maybe some gravy, too."
"Hanukkah's more about the temple in Jerusalem," said Dexter the bulldog. "But you're right about the latkes and the dreidels, especially the one my girls play with. They get all sticky with candy. Mmm!" He smacked his slobbery lip. "I love a good dreidel. Best 8 nights of the year. The next 8 can be a little rough, though. A lot of dreidels coming up none, if you know what I mean."
"Whoa, my family does 7 nights, said Luke. "Ours is Kwanzaa, and we have 7 candles, plus stories and dancing and the drums, like a big party, all of us together. Hey, have you ever chewed a good drum? Sometimes they have leather in the middle. It's like the most tender rawhide you've ever chewed. You can really taste the music, man."
"We have candles, too."
"All right, candle bros."
"Ours is called Omisoka," said Cranberry the cat, whom Dog King had helped find a new home. "My humans have a party, and then we all have a bowl of special noodles together, and I get to have noodles, too, in my own people bowl."
"Whoa!" gasped Rambo. "A people bowl?"
"Yeah, because it's a holiday. Even better, though, sometimes they forget to clean up before they fall asleep, and then I get everyone's noodles and the fish sauce, too."
They kept going, and Dog King backed away again, a smile on his shaggy face. He walked down the alley and saw tall dogs stringing garlands and lights. Short dogs walked underneath them, dragging sacks of garbage and other delicious treats. Fat dogs were setting up the food, eating as much as they shared, and one corgi popped a final cookie and found his little legs no longer reached the ground. Fortunately, his friends rolled him over onto his side so he could keep on eating, undisturbed. The snow, so beautifully clean this morning, was soon a mottled mess of dirty paws and electric yellows. It was stained with grease and gravy and grit. It was trampled and tumbled and stuck all over with hair and slobber and slime and, to Dog King at least, it was more beautiful than ever. Soon after that, they were nearly ready to get the party started. And soon after that, a fight broke out.
"Dude, make some room," said Luke.
"I'm not your dude, guy," said other Rex.
"You better move," snapped Annie.
Dog King made his way through the crowd until he found the fighting. A group of dogs was gathered around a stack of pallets in the center of the party. A Christmas tree was on its side, the dried part of the branches still smoldering. Broadwin's menorah was bent under Rambo's Yule log, its candles smoking and hot dog missing a bite. All around was splattered wax and splintered wood and even bits of drum.
"What's going on here?"
Dog King asked.
"How did you even light those candles?"
Pickles looked over Broadwin's back, eyebrows singed clean off.
"Don't even ask! Think about what's important!"
"Your eyebrows aren't important?"
"Oh, of course they are! My eyebrows are fabulous! But we have bigger problems! Oh!"
"I'll say we do," said Annie. "This is the center of the party, the best spot! Obviously, the Christmas tree should go here."
"Oh, the tree goes in the middle? Says who?" said Broadwin.
"Says me," said Annie.
"Oh, and me," said Pickles. "And Santa, big guy, red suit, spreads joy to millions. Oh, maybe you've heard of him."
"Pickles, I don't think Santa would care where you put the tree," said Dog King.
"These Grinches are trying to ruin Christmas," snapped Annie.
I don't know what a Grinch is, growled Rambo, but no one calls me one and gets away with it.
He started barking at Annie, who started barking right back, her pink bow bobbing in the breeze.
Stop it,
said Dog King.
No one is ruining anything, and no one is a Grinch.
Grinch,
muttered Rambo.
No one is a Grinch either. Can you tell me what happened?
I was just moving their big ugly tree to make room for my menorah, said Broadwin.
And my candles too, man, said Luke.
And I was just trying to move their candles to make room for my perfect, special, beautiful Christmas tree.
Well, I never, said Broadwin. The disrespect.
No one wants to say it, but I'll say it, Broadwin, cried Pickles. One of your candles was a hot dog. I saw it, and I saw you take a bite when you thought no one was looking. Oh, oh, I was looking!
Listen, said Rambo, trying to sound casual. My Yule log goes where it goes. My mom say we have to go with the flow of the universe, and we can't control it.
Can't control it? Said Annie. Rambo, you dropped it onto the tree and the menorah and said, bombs away, nerds.
The spirits move in mysterious ways.
I'll move you in mysterious ways.
Oh, you two, quiet down. You're giving me the vapors, Broadwin moaned.
Hot dog candle! Hot dog candle!
Pickles shouted at her.
You're all really freaking me out,
Cranberry cried.
Come on, gang, said Dog King. We shouldn't be fighting. It's our holiday party.
Tell that to him.
No, you tell it to her.
Oh, you tell it to both of them.
Dog King, said Annie. Can you tell them this is where the tree goes?
No, no, no. This is where the menorah goes.
Bros, but like, where am I gonna draw 'em?
This is Yule Log Town, chumps.
Enough, barked Dog King. I'm sorry, but I need to think. Everybody, give me a minute, please.
The royal guards, a trio of shaggy German shepherds, they shepherded the other dogs away, leaving Dog King alone in the alley. Tails were tucked and ears were low, and there was little in the way of friendly chatter while they waited.
Luckily, they didn't have to wait long.
A few minutes later, Dog King called them back. The dogs flooded back into the alley and found Dog King perched atop the pallets. Behind him, the platform was a crazy conflux of colors. There was the green Christmas tree and brightly painted drum, candles in every shade of the rainbow, both solid sticks and splattered wax. The Yule log was slathered in mistletoe and the menorah wove through with garlands and tinsel. All of it was covered in twinkling lights and bits and pieces of wrapping paper.
Oh, wow,
said Annie, the colors shining on her red puffy fur.
It's, wow.
It's beautiful, said Rambo.
Oh, Dog King, you magnificent so-and-so, said Pickles. It's wonderful!
This is a holiday dog pile, said Dog King. I know it's hard. You all have these wonderful holidays and you want to share them with each other, but they don't quite overlap.
Oh, the only one who overlaps is Rambo,
sniffed Pickles, shooting a glance at the pit bull, who was licking his own rear end. Dog King pressed on.
You don't have to stop doing your own holidays. You can all still have your different traditions. I mean, it's easy to see what you don't have in common. But when I was listening to you talk earlier, I noticed one thing you do have in common.
Oh, cakes and latkes and tea so sweet the bees fly right in.
Stuffies and squeakers!
Big logs!
Shouted Rambo.
Togetherness, said Annie quietly. We all do things together, with our friends and our families.
Dog King nodded.
All of your holidays are about being together. And that's what our holiday here is about, too. And just look how great it is when everything comes together in one messy dog pile,
he said. It's really wonderful, said Cranberry.
I've said before that you really get two families, the one that you're born with and the one that you choose. We all chose to be together. That's as rare and magical as a well-aged dumpster steak from the supermarket, and it deserves to be celebrated.
He hopped down from the pallets and stood with his friends.
As long as we can do that together, too.
The dogs all looked at each other for a moment, and then, slowly, one at a time, the tails began to wag.
I'm sorry, Annie said to the others. I love Christmas so hard I forgot that you all love your holidays just as much.
Oh, me too, Sugar Pie, said Broadwin. I get all caught up in the lack of fever.
I'm sorry I called you nerds, said Rambo. You nerds are my best friends.
Oh, you big brutes, give me a hug,
said Pickles, and everything was forgiven. The dogs all crowded forward, oohing and aahing at the lovely dog pile, and hugging and wrestling, wagging and wiggling and licking and leaping, the dogs celebrated their holiday together. Dog King, as always, leading the way.
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King,
his bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King,
because he bites like a shark.
Dog King,
you know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King,
he won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today's story, Dog King Holidays, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, or simply tell your friends about us. Happy holidays, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.